Today on the Camo Ag Report, I'll be talking Missouri corn. Well, Clint Stevens of Advanced Missouri assumed the role of Missouri Corn Growers Association president effective October 1st. Elected during the organization's August board meeting, Stevens succeeded Jay Schutte of Benton City, Missouri. Stevens previously served the state's growers as MCGA vice president, secretary treasurer, and Missouri Corn Merchandising Council chairman and treasurer. Stevens also represents corn farmers nationally, volunteering his time on the National Corn Growers Association Production Technology Access Action Team. I am honored to help lead the Missouri Corn Growers Association and work on issues that impact farmers across the state, noted Stevens. We have a long laundry list of issues that we're working on, and it will be vital to have grower members involved. Stevens continued, whether working for access to inputs such as fertilizer and fuel, defending our ability to utilize inputs such as atrazine, or pushing for expanded ethanol use through the Next Generation Fuels Act, we're all in this together, and we need elected officials and decision makers to hear our collective voice. Heading into an election and farm bill discussions, both of which could have tremendous impact on Missouri farmers, the more growers we have involved, the stronger our voice. MCGA is a grassroots organization committed to increasing profitability of corn production through sound policies, continued market development, and strong involvement in the political process. To learn more, visit www.mocorn.org. Several Missouri corn leaders also volunteer their time on National Corn Growers Association action teams and committees. Clint Stevens sits on the Production Technology Access Action Team. Matt Lambert is a member of the Stewardship Action Team. Jay Schutte donates his time to the Risk Management and Transportation Action Team. Brian Lehman sits on the Member and Consumer Engagement Action Team. And Patrick Sayer is on the Ethanol Action Team. Additionally, Gary Porter continues his service on the National Corn Board, is a member of the 2023 Commodity Classic Planning Committee and liaison for the Sustainable Ag Research Action Team. And to check out the complete list of newly elected officials for Missouri Corn, you can visit www.mocorn.org. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. How did the barber win the race? He knew a shortcut. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.